The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hit it, Frank.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Broad Motherfucking Topics. I'm your host, Kim Congdon, here with my co-host,
Alex Scarlato. And boy, have Kimmy and I had a wild, wild ride of a day.
Wow, what a fucking journey we had today, truly. It was
a journey to the center of nothing, is mm-hmm. what I call it.
Yeah.
We woke up early. Well, I didn't wake up early. Yeah. I woke up early. You woke up later.
Right.
We woke up at like 10 and 11, respectively, feeling like we're already late for a thousand things. That was the energy during having coffee this morning. We're like, we're late. We got to get moving.
We fully started our day with Alex having a panic attack.
Yeah, that's right. Kim got in the shower and she came out to me crying on the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we had too much to do today.
Too much.
Too many things.
We had, first of all, when I woke up, I thought it was Wednesday. So what I did is I rescheduled my entire day because when I woke up, people were texting me. I was in a panic. I was missing things. I was like, I don't know what happened with my calendar. I have to fit everything in today. So I'm working endlessly since this morning to try and fit everything into a calendar that doesn't even need to be changed because it's all tomorrow.
It's all tomorrow. So, I mean, we schedule a podcast and we reschedule this podcast and we get in the car to go to the podcast and we find out, no, today is Tuesday, not Wednesday. This show isn't even happening today. Don't worry about it. And mm-hmm. we're like, it's all right. Let's go to the studio. We'll get some podcasts done when we get there. Mm-hmm. And we got here and we filmed a TikTok that didn't work out yet. And then we lost our ambition to do an episode. And we were like, forget it. Let's just go shopping. Maybe we need to clear our minds, go shopping for a little while.
Sometimes we love a shop.
Every girl loves a shop. What are we, men?
So we go, we decide, I say, let's go to Zara. We get our asses over to Zara and fucking...
We pick out, go ahead.
When we walk in, it's instantly an issue. Like, my anxiety goes from like 3 to a 9.5 the second we walk in. It looks like a...
Mine went from a 7 to a 9.75. Uh-huh. Yeah.
It looked like a scene in Jumanji.
It almost looked like...
It almost looked like they yelled, everything's $1.
Everything's for free. Come in and get it.
First 10 things free if you do it in the next 30 seconds. And that was the response.
That like, was
it
the was energy. Like
rabid energy, like loose, out of control, unhinged, fast shopping energy.
Yeah.
And it was a lot. But I said, okay, let's check it out. Let's go look around. Let's pick out some things. And I think that we found a bunch of cute things.
We found so many cute things. We endured like a Black Friday energy and went through the store and picked out at least 10 things each that we liked. Mm-hmm. And then we got online for the fitting room and we stayed online for the fitting room for like 15 minutes.
And mind you, we still have something to do, this podcast and another podcast. We have things to do. So
we haven't done anything yet today when the entire day has been about all the things we needed to do. We haven't done a goddamn thing.
No. This is our first podcast together and 4 days in to being here.
This is the first thing that we're doing together today, which is fucking crazy.
We've been wildly, wildly busy. So then
we're busy with nothing today.
I don't know. What are you talking about? I don't understand what it is. I don't understand what's happening, but we are like, we're like busy. I don't know.
We are rushing ourselves for no reason. So we're online at Zara and the line only moves with people deciding that they can't have no time for this and they get off the line. That's like the line's moving in front of us, but because people in front of us
are giving up on
they're
life.
Done.
They're turning around and they're jumping off the building.
Right. We're considering staying on this line and then we turn around to see that if we decide we like any of these clothes.
It's like a sketch. We turn around and then the other line's like...
The line to pay is like 44 people long, dude. It's fucking crazy.
And there's just two disgruntled employees.
And two teenage
women. And regular clothes.
Teenage
not even like,
girls.
Who look like they got called in because no one else showed up.
Yeah. So we left. We put our stuff down. We never tried it on. We left.
And we put it down in the sad pile on top of other clothes by the people who gave up in that line.
Yeah.
It was just a huge pile in the middle of store of clothes on the floor. It was animalistic.
Then we weren't able to place the order for food that we needed. Everything went wrong. Nothing's
gone
called
right. The restaurant because we needed to get the order in real quick so we could eat our food before we record our podcast. And I was like, hey, it doesn't show the salad that you guys have online. And he's like, oh, and he made me sit on the phone and walk me through him the Google website so that he could fix it. And that's it. And then he was like, yeah, you still got to come in. And I'm like, what the fuck? Then we go.
We were on hold with him for 7 minutes, by the way, before the manager came to the line and said, thank you for helping me sort out this problem that the salad's not on Google. I'll change that. But if you want it, you have to come here.
Yeah. And also every problem today, we had give up on a few things. Like we really wanted to go Momo Sushi.
We did want to go to sushi.
And then we ran out of time. We're like, we'll give up on that.
We had wanted everything to take a walk to shopping. And we got down the block and we saw how far away it was. And we said, forget it. We'll drive. Everything we gave up on.
Everything we gave up on.
There's we canceled no plan every other responsibility that we thought we had.
We were supposed to do
today.
YKWD tonight. I texted Bobby. I said, I'm not coming. We had to cancel everything.
We're supposed to be there 10 minutes from now. But we had so much to do today and we only just started doing it.
And we, yeah, it was.
But this is not like us, by the way. This is not us bragging about like being idiots. We are usually the most productive. I almost said procrastinating, which is the exact opposite.
Which is crazy because that's what we've been today.
That's what we've been today. But we're usually the most productive people, especially when we're together. It's vacation vibes every day. We're up at 8 a.m. We're doing thing after thing after thing after thing.
You knew something is up when we were both waking up around 11 today.
I don't know. Something's in the air.
Yeah. It's exhaustion.
It's exhaustion.
And I'm drinking it.
Everybody at Gas Digital is exhausted.
Everybody at Gas Digital pissed me off. What?
That's true. I could tell.
I'm done.
Ready? Kim is ready to clean house here.
I'm ready to clean house, sweetie. It needs a fucking clean wipe around here.
Sweepy sweep.
I mean, it's real kooky town. I'm not going to talk shit.
We keep calling. There's a bunch of new interns around here and it's become kooky town.
Well, they disrespected us.
Yeah.
Gas Digital. We love being here. We love being one of the podcasts. We fucking love Gas Digital. You and I, me and you, we're like two of the people that we commit our heart and our soul to Gas.
I literally breathe Gas Digital. People accusing me of not
those
caring
are whippets.
Enough. It's like, it's drugs. That's pot air and whippets.
I breathe Gas Digital.
No, but I do. I care about this network so much. I dedicate every moment of my life to this place.
And how do they repay you? Tell our fans how they repay you.
They repay me by, we have nobody here today to record the show. Besides
no, not even before that.
Before that.
The wall.
Yeah.
The mural.
Can I tell you how excited I was when I saw the new mural to read our name on it? And then how disappointed I was to see that a couple shows that I never even heard of were mentioned twice before we were even mentioned once.
They made a mural outside. Like, can you explain to them what happened? You're getting deep into it.
They
made a mural.
Yeah.
They posted
a photo of it.
Every podcast on the network. I mean, I don't think you're understanding how bad this is. You're like, they forgot us in a silly painting. It's like, no. They made a mural to represent all the podcasts of Gas Digital. And the only podcast they forgot was ours.
Mm-hmm. I think Shannon's show is mentioned twice in the mural. I swear to God.
How?
I don't know.
How?
I don't know. I'm not going to pretend like other shows didn't have slight misspellings and stuff. Camera's on her for a long time.
Oh, we got to get into this next issue. Oh, not me looking over and he's stretching. He's taking a casual. What are you?
Look, now
what are you
talking,
wiped after 11 minutes and 11
now
seconds?
Now Kim's talking. You got to switch. You got to do this for the full hour, baby boy.
We'll get into this. So there's a mirror.
The disrespect. They don't even pay me.
So the fucking mural
has everybody's name in it but ours. And granted, some names were misspelled, but fuck it.
Making it better.
I would prefer a misspelling of our name than to be left off altogether.
So I looked at the mirror and when Lewis showed it to me, he said, "Oh yeah, that's our new mural. Don't worry. We forgot Broad Topics, but we're getting it fixed." And I go, "You forgot Broad Topics? What the fuck do you mean you forgot Broad Topics? How do you forget one of the only women-led shows?
Female shows on the
please,
whole fucking network.
You have
network.
Two other women here that exist and have shows. They're on there. Please. And so." And then he's like, "No, we're going to get it on there. But do you like it?" I was like, "No, I don't like it. I never want to see it again." And 15 minutes later,
we got a call from the landlord saying, "We do not like your mural. It's got to come down. Paint over the entire thing."
Catch me wiping my mouth, leaving the landlord's house.
He winks at you when you pass by.
So it's just one of the issues we have here. The second...
Oh, it's almost larger, I would say.
Huge issue. I don't even know who our producer is today. They found some
we
kid.
We got Dab Daddy Byron.
There's
over
some
here.
Dude who sucked his own dick. And now he, look at him. Don't put the camera
look,
on yourself.
It was easy
we didn't say to
and quick for him to
all,
put the camera on himself. Oh. He has not been switching cameras very fast for us
look,
at all.
Look, he's ready. Look, he's fucking ready. Listen, some dude sucked his own dick and now he's producing our show. They're like, "You'll be good for the chicks show." It's like, what's going on? Why? Because we're women, we just get the new intern. We get the mural forgotten. What happened? What's going on? Is this pod not the funniest?
I don't fucking understand, dude. Respect
so,
us.
In my own anger, and because I don't give a fuck about Lewis's employees at Gas Digital, I bought a fucking shock collar. And anytime this piece of fucking shit messes up from now on, we're gonna shock him. He better not mess up. We're 13 minutes in. I had said nothing about the lack of switching. Cause I've been like, keep messing up because I'm gonna fucking punish your ass.
Dude, and we have a big episode coming in next week's episode, which secret, pulling the curtain back a little bit. We're recording tonight with Byron.
Yes, so, we're recording with Byron tonight. We have a huge guest after this.
So this is almost a training session for Byron, except he's training on the job because this is a real episode.
And the disrespect to have your self dick sucking intern train on our show. It's like if I was delivering a baby and they were like, "The students are going to come watch."
You want to hear something
no.
crazy? The craziest part. He did. He came here not knowing how to edit at all. He literally just knows how to suck his own dick.
I mean, I can't get into it.
Like, that's what it was on his resume for here. And then he had an interview and they were like, "Can you really do it?" And then they had like a show and tell. And he showed us that he could do it. And then he got the job. That's like all you need.
I just saw something else wrong. I'm not going to tell Byron. I'm going to let him see if he wants to figure it out about one of the shots. But if he doesn't figure out by the time we get this shock collar set up, it's the first shock he's going to get. Where is the shock collar?
I think he's charging it.
He's charging it. That's good. Can we get it? Can we start putting it together? I think it's charged.
Okay. Is it hard to put together?
No, it's pretty much put together, but I think we should put it on him. We should have him put it on himself, right?
Yeah. I don't want to touch him.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. He's probably came all over himself. He probably came in his own mouth and
please,
dropped
us
it off.
Strapping a shock collar onto him is his wildest fantasy.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, Byron, can we put the camera on you and can we see you set up the shock collar on yourself, please?
You could turn your mic on if you'd like.
Let's hear what you sound like. Speak into the mic.
I have to go and get it from outside.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll buy you time for a second.
Hit us with the two shot.
Bang, bang.
I see he fixed it.
He fixed it.
I think. I don't know. I can't tell. Don't you look like shorter and smaller than
me?
I
look smaller than you for sure.
I don't want to say it in front of him because I want to hurt him.
He's going to get in a little tight around me.
Yeah, he wants to get in tight around you, I bet. The way you dress around here.
Dude, I keep getting accused of dressing like a whore. And it's like, I don't see it.
I've
but...
only seen your pussy and nipples here.
Okay,
here, you take the collar.
Here. Yeah. I know Kimmy wants this. Come on.
Well, I want to test her out.
I like the way he gave it to the nice one.
Yeah, he's a smart boy, I think. We look like we're in full, but we're using Free Spirit shot collar, which is a weird name for an animal abuse product. First of all, I got to say.
Getting our hands on the shot collar today was not easy.
It was embarrassing. It was truly embarrassing. Getting our hands on this, we look like fucking assholes.
Yeah, so apparently a shock collar is like an inhumane thing to use on your dog or pet. Like a lot of places don't even carry it anymore. And when we went in and asked them for a shock collar, they were like, yeah, you know, I think the only place you can get them on is online, but we do recommend training instead of that sort of thing.
Right.
Acting like we're pieces of shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was hard to ask. We were like, do you have a shock collar? And they were like, no. And I was like, no, don't worry. It's for a human. And they're like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
They were like so relieved. All right, let's put the camera on Byron. Let's see. Byron, can we put the camera on yourself? We don't want to miss this action, dude. Let's see what's happening over here.
He's working on it.
Can you put the camera on
in
yourself?
5 seconds. This is going to be. Oh. He obviously can. He did it before.
Yeah, no, I know.
3, 2, 1. He's earned a shock.
I don't know if it's.
I was trying to figure this out. I'm sorry.
So there's a weird option. So the option is like paper or dog. So I don't know which one we're abusing.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
What's the name of it? The Free Spirit Shock Collar? I could look up the directions.
Yeah, look up the directions for me. I think I lost the directions and I was like, who needs them? I'll test them out on the intern. Is he an intern officially? What's going on?
He's an intern.
An intern, okay. So he's unpaid.
Unpaid.
Unpaid and shocked about it. That's your new porn.
Unpaid and shocked. Have you ever shocked a man before, Ken?
No, I'm. My feet are tapping on the floor right now.
You're so excited.
Is it?
You do have dominatrix vibes, and I feel like you're gonna love this.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. Okay.
Shock collar. How to use? Great, great, great. Insert one finger between the collar and your dog's neck to check the tightness.
So I can already tell right now by looking at it. Put it on yourself, the camera on yourself. Put the camera on yourself. Put the camera on yourself. Can you turn your face? I can already tell he didn't make it tight enough. Look, he's trying to.
No,
look,
no, no.
Look.
You want to only have a finger in there, Byron. Tighten that up a little
bit. Tighten it up. You think we came here not to shock you? Is there somewhere we shouldn't shock him? Are we going to kill him?
No, it's okay for your dog. It's got to be okay for him, right?
Yeah, it's true.
I feel like dogs are like. They're like stiff and like weak. They're always close to death.
Yeah.
A dog is a moment from dying no matter how old it is.
Byron, think about this. The more you get shocked, the better your future is here. Don't choke yourself. Be able to breathe.
That's not true. The less he gets shocked, the better his future is.
Oh, yeah, that's
here.
Actually true. You're right.
I don't even know where you came up with that, Matt.
I don't know. Because he's like sacrificing for us. Okay, so... should we test it out?
Can you put the fit should be snug but not constricting,
okay.
Obviously. Allow your dog to wear the training collar for several minutes, then recheck the fit. All right, so don't move around a lot is what we're saying.
Yeah, yeah. Don't go scratching your ball. Don't go trying to suck your own dick.
You can shock him for trying. Self-pleasure in the booth. Okay, how it works. It beeps to get your dog's attention or mark a behavior. It vibrates... They're at the receiver collar, and then it shocks. It administers a shock with up to 99 levels of intensity.
99? We can see how high we could get.
To assemble the collar, use the test light tool to
screw. We already did all that.
Okay, we did that. We did that. Plug it until it's fully charged.
Mm-hmm. Wait, we're supposed to screw something? What test light's tool to screw?
Hold on, where did I say that? The test light to screw either the short or long contact points into the holes on the side of the collar. That's already done, no?
Yeah, I feel like it.
Okay. To test the collar, ensure that the remote is paired with the collar. Then press the test light tool against the contact points on the collar and push the action button on the remote while in shock mode.
Okay. All right, it's in shock mode. Let's just try it out.
All right.
Can you put it on your the camera on yourself and the mic on?
Yeah, we do need the camera on you. And your microphone should also be up.
Hey, Lewis, we're recording a podcast right now. Okay, perfect.
Bye. He's late?
He's in your 10 minutes.
Oh, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Dag nab.
That's
okay.
Fine. That's perfect.
We'll that is kind of perfect.
15 more minutes after that, he can watch us abuse his new intern and we'll move on.
Yeah.
All right. Is your mic on, Byron?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to do a little test shock.
Joy.
Nothing crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. what can we do to make him say something wrong? Say, Kim isn't the funniest woman at this network. Say that.
I don't like to lie.
Mm.
Did you feel that?
Oh, the tension, dude. Shock this man.
Nothing.
Let's maybe it's for like a small dog setting. Because he would be like a pretty large dog.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
All right.
Hold on.
I liked the sound of that.
I don't.
Okay. Is it vibrating?
What level you got it on?
It's vibrating?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, it is.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, hold on.
Make it vibrate so it sounds. Yeah, it's shocking.
It's shocking?
Mm-hmm.
How bad is it?
It's like a little pin.
A little pin? Okay, a little pinch. So you probably got to turn it up when he makes a mistake.
Oh. Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, what was that?
Look, again, it's just like one of those things that you get at a county fair that makes your muscles spasm.
Okay. So that was on level 15.
15.
This is level 20.
Okay. Okay, all right.
Okay.
That's working. So okay. I guess depending on the level of the mistake that he makes.
We'll start at 20. We'll 20 is for 20. Small mistakes. If yeah. you make a little tiny mistake, it's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
You don't know. You're just
it's
an
not
idiot.
A 99, baby boy.
No, it's not.
You
a
gotta
99.
Lose the episode for a 99.
99, you gotta lose an episode.
Yeah.
A 99, we should have given G Mike when he lost. We can't even talk about it. It's the Voldemort of episodes.
We could strap this thing on him when we're done.
We could give him a nice little punishment on our table for it. Say you're sorry you lost the Big J audio. Say you're sorry you lost the Big J audio.
I feel like every day we do this podcast, we become one step closer to being sex workers of some kind. I mean, there's always, not us putting G Mike on the table to shock him.
Not us putting thermometers in our pussy to see how warm they are and competing.
Not us thinking about selling the double dipped Q-tips.
The double dick ticks.
The double dip tips.
The double dippy dibbies.
Yeah. Why? Wild. Crazy.
So crazy. You're a crazy girl.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Yeah, New York is really has been an energy sucker, I feel like.
Yeah, it's sucking my energy.
Hey, move faster.
Center Kim a little
Did
bit.
Did you see Alex talking? Can you put the camera on yourself? Put your camera on yourself. Put the camera on yourself.
Your own self, yeah.
Listen. You guys can't see it, but what'll make you vocal is what I want to know.
I don't know. We're at a 20 right now.
What can we ask him if he knows? Oh, why don't you give him some trivia?
Wait, now he's got to get trivia right? This is completely different.
Some Gas Digital trivia. If he doesn't know, does he deserve to be here is the question, right?
Yeah, but I thought we were basing it off his work.
I won, so yes.
He did win the Intern Olympics.
I almost shocked him for being cocky. It pissed me off.
Honestly. It's really early for you to be getting wild with that thing, because I think we're going to use it on next week's episode too. This? Just in the background. Yeah.
For who?
We can't have him making a mistake.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. You're right. So we'll keep it on
our load.
Yeah. We can't blow our load shocking the boy. He does have to wear it though. Are you showing off your sheath shirt? What was that?
It's a sponsor.
Is it for this show?
You could change the camera back to us. Yeah.
They've had enough.
The people are really going to miss us when your face has been on the screen for a little too long.
Oh, man. Could they get a hot one?
I don't know. Something about his look makes us look so much better when the camera flips back to us.
That's actually true. You know what? If I could unshock you a little for that fact, I would.
It's like if we were eights when G Mike produces, we're nines now.
The uglier the producer, the better we look.
Yeah, I think
we're like a chick that has a fat friend.
Yes. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, you're our fat friend who nobody wants to fuck. Thank you.
Do you have a girlfriend?
You don't have
to put the camera on you.
He's got a hot blonde girlfriend.
You have a hot girlfriend?
A hot little white girl, blonde, long hair.
Can we see her? She looks like, or no? You want to keep her off the...
I'll show you.
I wouldn't put her on the pod, but you could show
us.
She's
a Latina with the fat ass.
She's Latina?
Yeah.
I want to see a picture of her.
Maybe she's white.
Can you show me a picture of her?
Sure.
She's cute.
Yeah, bring something over to me.
They were at Skankfest. Do you not remember him retrospectively sitting really close to us during the naked roast at Skankfest? He was like an arm's length away.
No, I was probably scared he was going to shoot up the place.
Kim, you were really scared that somebody at Skankfest was going to hurt you.
Yeah, because they messaged me and told me they're going to hurt me sometimes. Oh, your girlfriend is so hot.
Well, she's hot, yeah.
What's wrong with her? Do you?
That's what's wrong with her. Hold on. Kim said, what's wrong with her? And he said, I have a big penis.
That's really funny. It's a good answer.
That is exactly what's wrong with her.
Yeah.
She's a fucking size queen. She can't help herself.
Relatable content.
I get it. We would probably be friends.
I gotta tell you, you have to have a big dick if you're gonna suck your own.
If you're gonna suck your own dick, you better either be missing a rib or have a big dick.
Yeah.
And it's probably easier to have a big dick than to be missing a rib for some reason.
Is it true when you're sucking your dick? I've heard a comedian say this before. I think it was Matthew Broussard that used to say it in a set. He says that it feels more like you're sucking a dick than getting your dick sucked.
Oh, but it does.
Yeah, he's confirmed. 100%. Have you ever came from sucking your own dick? No. I bet these are common questions. I bet this is like when you tell someone you're a comedian, they ask you to tell a joke. Right. It's like the same kind of conversation. If you could eat your own pussy.
No, I think that's a really accurate thing, what was said there.
I would taste test her,
but I could taste test her without breaking my back, you know?
That's true, but if you could stretch and taste test at the same time, you save a minute. Honey, we're busy in the city. You've already seen today.
Save a minute, depending.
Save a minute, taste yourself. It's a new logo for Broad Topics. Save a minute, taste yourself.
I think it would be still quicker to use the finger method because, depending on my hairiness, it's like, I don't know that I want to get my face all up in my own pussy. What if the taste test doesn't pass and now I have a face full of smelly puss?
Right. Now you're not.
I'd rather wash my hand
off. Not only your puss smells, your face
also. Now my lips smell, dude. Now my both sets of lips. I'd rather do the finger test and be able to wash it if it should come out not smelling like roses.
I had a friend who was a lesbian, probably still is. And she told me that one time she hooked up with a girl and the girl's vagina smelled so bad she could smell her on her fingers and face for days and she couldn't get the smell off. It like stuck to her.
Like garlic?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a garlicky kind of feeling. Like, you know, have you ever cooked with garlic and like 3 or 4 days later
If you see me going like this down the street, I cooked with garlic because it smells so fucking good.
She's either self-sniffing or she just cooked with garlic.
Either I love the smell of my own puss or my own spaghetti, but one of them, they're getting sniffed.
Yeah, I would not. If I were able to lick my own pussy, like I might do it like once as a joke kind of thing.
Right.
But I wouldn't be like up in there. I wouldn't be trying to get myself off. It sounds like a ton of energy to be expended.
I can barely finger myself.
I do not have the energy to finger myself without a vibrator.
I've done it probably twice in the past year and it's a lot of work.
I went without a vibrator for a while I was on vacation. And there was a point where I was super horny and in the Airbnb completely alone and had every possibility to do it. And I was literally just too lazy. I was like, do I really want my right arm to be tired?
Oh, it is a lot.
It's a lot. I need good pressure down there.
It's like, why do I gotta do that?
I'm not gonna provide myself my own pleasure pressure.
Sometimes I just put the vibrator on there and let it go hands free, like on a bike when you were a kid. Look, mono hands.
That is the dream. Can somebody, I mean,
someone make a hands free one?
A hands free one. But the problem with that, and I,
it loses the spot.
Not only that, no.
The pressure.
In order for it to not lose the spot or the pressure, it needs to be a whole thing that you, like, step into. Like, lock yourself
what
in.
What do you mean step into? Where are you using a vibrator?
It would have to be, well, that's what I'm saying. It wouldn't just be a handheld vibrator anymore because it's not handheld, right? So it has to be something that stays in place and puts pressure in the right spot. Mm-hmm. So it would have to be, like, almost like a ride, like, that you have to, like, fully get in. You know what I mean?
Just lay on it.
You could either lay on it, maybe, or maybe it. You know, maybe it's got stirrups like the OBGYN's office.
It would be nice if it was just a seat, and the whole seat was the vibrator, so there was no area that wasn't covered. You know what I mean?
But then there's like a piece that comes up and touches your clit directly.
Sure. Or if there's
because if it's just vibrating under me, it's like that's not going to do much.
Why
under me? It needs to be on the clit. It needs to.
If it's under you, it's on the clit.
No, my clit is not touching the chair.
You're not
right
listening
now.
To me. We're getting into
this is why I slapped you so hard the other day.
this is bad. Oh, we should put that in here.
Yeah, we should.
Alex slapped me with a tortilla, and here it is. Okay. 3120.
And I gotta tell you, I had no. I mean, I knew that I was taking the game seriously, but I didn't realize like how seriously I was gonna slap Kim and how fucking hard that was gonna be. Mm-hmm. It took us both by such a surprise.
It was really good. If you ever want to slap someone, do it with a tortilla because that shit slaps.
My fold method really helped.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're doing the tortilla slap challenge, fold that shit. It echoes. All right, guys, let's take a quick second and talk about one of our favorite sponsors here at Gas Digital Network. From the makers of Yo Kratom, it is YoDelta.com. Are you looking to get super duper legally high? Well, now's the time to go to YoDelta.com where you could stock up on high quality lab tested Delta 8 gummies and vapes that will fuck you up. I've taken their gummies. I've taken their vapes. They're super dope. It's a very mellow feeling. And the cool part is that in the majority of states, this shit's legal. So you're not going to get in trouble for being high for the afternoon. You know, what a world. What a nice world to live in. So if you're over the age of 21 and living in one of these states where Delta 8 is legal, it's time to head to YoDelta.com and stock up on this shit. What's Delta 8? Well, it's something found in hemp that could legally be shipped to various states and gets you high. At YoDelta.com, you could find a mix of gummies and vapes for all of your getting stoned needs. I could tell you that Delta 8 works and that these products should be taken responsibly. So one more time, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off your order. One more time. Promo code GAS, 25% off at YoDelta.com, home of the Delta 8 that'll get you super high. All right, let's get back to the show.
So what I'm saying is, if you have a vibrator and it's like, you know, the bulls that you ride on, if it's like a seat where it curves up, where you can almost push yourself up
like
on
a
the
saddle.
Seat, like a saddle.
Okay.
Does that make more sense?
So a saddle vibrator.
And it's
vibrator.
Even can have the thing so you can scoot yourself to the front.
What about a saddle vibrator that's literally also functions as a saddle so you could ride your horse while you're coming?
While you're coming, you can come on your horse. Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun.
That is fun for the horse girls.
Do they have
horse saddles that have a dildo that goes inside of you?
Have you taught the interns how to Google?
He should know how to Google.
Can you Google vibrating saddles
to sit on? He was born in 1990.
I bet they have that.
I wonder if they have horse saddles that have like a... Because I know they have bicycles with dildos. That you like in order to sit on the bike seat, you have to have the dildo inserted into you. It's mm-hmm. a bonfire thing, but I've never
and
considered
then when
it.
When you ride the bike, does it go up and down?
I'm not sure, but that sounds like it would be so painful.
That's a good detail.
Sort of, but there's no material that's truly fleshy enough for that to work. I feel
hold on because he says, let me see. Can you put the camera on yourself? It's funny because I have to warn him. Is there any way we can have him on the next episode in a tiny camera in the
little
corner?
Yeah, we can do that easily.
Okay, cool. Because that would be ideal.
Howdy.
I'm assuming you don't know how to do that right now, do you?
I'll get it for him.
Oh. Story of your life here.
Too much, dude.
Okay, let me see. I'm going to Google vibrator saddles for masturbation.
So then do you put it on a chair?
Or the other. No one's been ingenious enough to put them together like the Reese's cup.
Okay, I liked that, Byron. Joining the dildo and the saddle is like the modern Reese's cup.
Can you read
cup.
This to me?
Okay, yes, I can.
Can you put the camera on yourself, Byron?
Motor Bunny Buck Review. What a vibrating sex saddle feels like.
There you go.
Twitch is good, dude.
And that's what you get for not finding it. I Googled vibrating sex saddle. It came up first. Is that not what I was saying?
You said a horse saddle that was also a dildo. You wanted realistic horse
that's
saddle?
That's what I
dildo?
Said. That's what I said, not what Kim said.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was listening.
Wow, you're not listening?
I did listen. Half listened.
Twitch. It's like there'd be something great.
Listened.
If he were shouting.
Oh, we get it. You're mixed.
If he were yelling at each one, it would be wonderful. But also for audio only listeners, it is totally worth watching this episode on YouTube to watch how he twitches.
If we get this, we should sit on it on behind a paywall for guys to see who could handle it the most out of everyone.
No, my problem with that is that
is that actually masturbating?
It's definitely actually masturbating. It's only funny if we do it in front of each other, which is, I can't do with you. I can't sit on a sex saddle.
But what if we have other people do it and not us?
That's hilarious then.
Okay.
Yeah. But who?
I guess it doesn't work if you don't have a vagina.
Shannon and Natalie aren't going to do it.
No, we can't get Shannon off on our show. Can you imagine Shannon coming on our show? I wasn't even thinking
about
it getting sexual.
Shannon doesn't come in 1,000 years.
I think I was thinking of it being coming too intense, but I guess we would just come.
We would just come, dude. We would be fighting not to come.
That's the funny part.
Looking each other in the eye, just being like, don't come right now. It's too awkward.
And you can't tell when you came. What if the contest is who can most obviously not who can come and not make it obvious?
Who can
and then afterwards fake, can go, I came.
So who can fake not coming?
Yes.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever come and lied to a guy? Have you ever come and said to a guy that you didn't come, lied in the opposite direction as usual?
You know how when you have an orgasm, it comes on different levels. Like sometimes they're really strong and sometimes they're barely anything to where you're like, what a waste that orgasm was.
Sometimes you come and you're like, I can't believe I'm not
alive.
Trying to fuck 24/7. That was so good. That was the best thing ever. The camera's not on me. Shock him.
Got him. He didn't see it, but he twitched.
Yeah, sometimes you come like a fucking, like Mount Vesuvius, which I visited last week.
Not you naming mountains you visited.
And sometimes you literally, you
name a smaller mountain.
Have to try to decide whether you've come or not. Like, I'm like trying to figure it. I'm like, did I just come? Mm-hmm. I think I might have. It felt pretty good.
And during those times, I'll say no. Okay. Is my point. They should know if it was a small one.
No, I like that.
It counts as nothing.
Because a small one doesn't really count.
No.
I want it to be explosive.
Do you think if I made a dude pre-cum, he would have been like, thank you, and left?
No. We make them pre-cum in their pants all day, dude.
This dude pre-cum as many times as I've shocked him already.
Does pre-cum just comes out when you're hard, right?
It's like dudes getting
wet. Or is it like a minute, like...
It's like when they're horny. It's like they get wet,
they
like
get
vaginas
wet.
Do.
They get just the tip of their dick
I
wet.
I had a dude one time, literally, when we were hooking up, tell me that I made him wet. And I...
No, you didn't. No.
Yeah. And it was in college, and his name was like something weird, like Mooney or something.
No. You made Mooney wet? No, what were you wearing?
Making Mooney, Kim Congdon's story, making Mooney wet.
No, a dude can't say.
He said that to me.
I had an ex-boyfriend who every now and again would try to finger me, right? And like, whatever, I'd be like, yeah, let's give it a go. I'm fine with it, whatever. And his reaction when
would
he got
say,
down there.
Would you say, let's give it a go?
Sometimes.
What a white thing to say to get fingered to. You know what? Let's give it a go. Rudy, tooty, fresh, and fruity. Well, hell's bells if you don't finger me.
My point is, sometimes I would let this dude finger me when I was just like not the horniest, but I was like, whatever, let's give it a go. All right.
I call that the woman special.
The female special. And I was like clearly not ready and like not very down. And his reaction was to say like, you're like pretty dry right now. Calling me dry to my face. In a moment where he's trying to get me turned on, he looks at me and said, you're pretty dry right now.
I would rather be called dry than a guy tell me he's wet.
I'll say that right now. Out of the two, wouldn't you?
Called dry because I was like, motherfucker, it's your fault.
Of course
it's his fault. Stay wet for people I'm trying to fuck, dude.
Sometimes I'm wet by accident.
That's how bad some guys can turn you off. Sometimes I'm wetter just walking around getting a Dunkin' than what they've done before.
I walk around wet more often than I'd like to say, because sometimes it's like, I feel like sometimes when there's time and energy for sex is like, it's not the moment that I'm down for sex. And it's like when I'm headed to the office and like in the car, I'm like randomly getting super horny. Then I walk in wet as could be.
Oh God, Byron, you deserve a shock just for hearing it, but I won't.
Wait, because he enjoyed it too much?
Yeah, I can't have him enjoy his workspace here. He's an intern. He's supposed to be miserable.
I walk around wet sometimes.
Honey, I walk around wet more times than I'm dry. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I'm always slightly damp.
I'm proud to be wet, yeah.
I can't believe the damn thing hasn't molded yet. She's just slightly humid constantly.
She's always a little moist.
She's always a little moist.
Yeah.
If you're always a little moist, sound off in the comments.
Sound off in the comments, tweet at us. And you know what? I really truly am always a little moist, which is why it was shocking when this guy would tell me I'm dry. And it turned me off so much more to hear it out of his fucking dumb mouth.
He was accidentally fingering your butthole.
You're really dry back here.
You're dry back here. So gross. First of all, the thought of fingering a dry butt.
You're not supposed
rough.
To have a dry butt, dude. It's not supposed to be wet, but it's not supposed to be dry.
No. A butt's supposed to be medium wet.
A butt is supposed to be a little medium wet.
Nothing worse than a sopping wet butt.
No. A sopping wet butt is a problem,
you know,
by the way.
You know what sounds gross? A butt that's been soaking in
like
wetness.
When you're like the way that your fingernails prune, you think you're asshole.
No, I mean
prunes.
Like imagine like spitting a big loogie in a butt and just letting that sort of sit there for a minute and then coming
sweat,
back to it later.
I feel to people every day in the city. There's the amount of wet assholes walking around. Half the people in this building probably have a wet asshole after a long day.
Assholes give me heebie-jeebies.
I'm gonna drop a track.
That's how I felt. How I felt in the moment, dude.
We've been watching the Kanye documentary recently.
These assholes give me heebie-jeebies because I'm dunking on my donuts and my pussy like some flow nuts.
Crackamico, put us in a video. We will dance like whores.
I will.
Whores.
Let me know. I got to diet for 2 weeks, but I'll do it.
You won't believe what you see from us if you put us in a video,
dude.
We're going
to be fucking sluts.
We're going to go all out, motherfucker.
You've never seen two girls whore out in a low-budget music video like we're about to.
You've never seen these two whore out like that, I promise.
Can he make a broad topic song, please?
I don't know. I'm still waiting to be brought up.
Not you having an anger for Zach Amico.
No, I just crack Amico. And
I mean, Zach
crack
Amico.
I love him.
I know.
I'm a huge fan.
He's the best rapper alive.
Everyone here is a huge fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, what were we talking about? Oh, being wet.
I think that conversation dried out.
It's dry now.
I think we can end it now and get ready for another pod. We have another good pod coming up where.
I would love that. We got a good one. We got a good guest coming.
We have a great
guest. You guys will never guess who it is after the four phone calls that Kim took during this podcast.
I gotta go. You guys, follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon. Follow me on Instagram at Kim Congdon. Check out my other podcast, This Bitch Podcast with Sarah Weinshank. And check me out on twitch.tv/QueenKong1.
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at I am Alex Scar, and check out Stick and Portly. Watch Rick and Morty every Monday right after Legion of Skanks. And if you're a fan of this show, a fan of the network in general, head to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use promo code TOPICS, TOPIX. You'll get a 7-day free trial with access to every single episode of every show on the network, bonus content, live chats, and more. And you're going to want to do that before September 1st because the prices are going up in September. And if you sign up after September, the price is going to continue going up for you every time we raise the prices for people. But if you get your subscription now before September, you'll be locked in at the lowest possible price that you will ever be able to get in the future. So do it.
Hell yeah.
GasDigitalNetwork.com, promo code topics. And we'll see you guys next time. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.